Topic 2. Evaluating your writing from the perspective of your readers, with the goal of creating documents that are relatively easy to understand, logical, and believable. The idea here is to create explanations and statements that are relatively easy to understand, accurate, valid, as well as logical and believable, from the perspective of your readers. If you believe the text you are writing fits the above criteria, keep in mind your readers may or may not have a similar perception. The yellow highlighted words actually represent a relative concept. This is because the life experiences, knowledge, skills, and educational and technical background of the readers will most likely influence their perception of the material you are writing. A document that is easy to understand, logical and believable to one reader, might be seen by another reader to be illogical, unbelievable, and/or incomprehensible. To be reasonably certain that your readers perceive your text as logical and believable, ideally you should obtain feedback from your readers. This is feasible when you are writing for a small group of people that you know, or for one individual, such as a college instructor. Another alternative is to obtain feedback from individuals that are similar to your readers, or anyone that is willing to read your initial draft of your document. This is useful when you do not know your readers, such as when you are writing for the web or for any type of mass communication. The feedback you obtain from people that read your document should not be evaluated in terms of correctness, especially if they provide negative evaluations. This is because you are evaluating the way people perceive your document, not their reading comprehension, knowledge of writing, or their experience with the topic in your document. However, under certain circumstances you can obtain erroneous feedback. For example, if the people that read your document are significantly different from your readers, some or all of the feedback you obtained might be invalid. This can happen if you cannot find qualified readers for a document that requires specialized knowledge or technical training to comprehend. You might get unrealistic praise from readers that like you, especially if they perceive you as an authority figure. You might obtain unrealistic negative comments from readers that are angry and/or overworked. If you obtained any relevant feedback, you should make modifications in your document so that it will be perceived as logical, believable, and relatively easy to understand by your readers. The modified document ideally should be re-evaluated by people that are willing to read it and provide feedback. Additional and supporting information for this topic from web-based articles. Checklist for assessing your readers. Consider your audience, written by Joe Moxley Parent. Writing for an academic audience writing program. 5 types of audiences in writing. Audience types. Online technical writing, audience analysis. Additional and supporting information for this topic from web-based videos. Writing for your audience. Identifying your target audience. The top 8 mistakes writers make. Kimberly Grabus. Audience analysis, determining the needs of your audience, by Victoria McCready. Considering audience in writing, by Prof. Bodan. Academic writing tip, your audience, by Leah Hall. Writing for the web, understanding your audience, by Deborah Chaddock Brown.